News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, and staying with COVID, Professor Jack Lambert, Professor in Infectious Disease at the Mater and the Rotunda and UCD, joins us now. Jack, you've heard what we've been talking about, rising cases of COVID. 396 cases announced last night, 241 of them were in Dublin, indeed over 100 odd of them in different boroughs. We've reached high levels per 100,000 in different areas, including where the Oliver Bond flats is. What do you see as going on currently? Is it out of control? Is it a lack of testing and tracing? Or is it the lack of people adhering to things like social distancing?
Well, you see, yes, social distancing is a major issue in all of this, you know. But even more important, people are not social distancing. And we keep on not bringing up the mask issue, the mask. The mask is the thing that all over the world you see successful countries, everyone's using religiously. You look what's happening, you know, what's happening in America. All of the scientists are standing up saying the masks are the important things. And then you walk around Dublin and you see no Garda, you see no enforcement. You see, when you do see a Garda, they're not wearing masks. When you see a politician, they're not wearing masks. I just really think the major issue here is we've got it wrong on the masks, because the mask is the only thing that's, you know, it has been proven over these months to prevent COVID. And sure, people are bringing COVID into these homes, into these gatherings from the community. But where are they catching them? They're catching them in the community when they're walking around not wearing masks. They're catching them they're spreading them in facilities. For example, nursing homes are happening again. Hospitals are happening again because people are not wearing masks. I think we really need to get a positive message out about the value of prevention and masks, and everybody
My understanding is, Jack, with regard to Gardaí and masks, that they're not allowed to wear them because of civil liberties, and a guard can't cover his face, and there are aspects there. So I think they would actually require legislation specifically to the guards. But you're quite right that the politicians...
Maybe so.
There were no public photos of politicians wearing masks till 5 months into the pandemic in this country.
Right. Yeah. And if you look all over the world, and if you look at countries that have successfully controlled COVID and kept it quiet, kept it down, Taiwan, you know, China, Japan, you know, Western countries like Lithuania, they've just pushed the masks, made it a requirement. And we've got all these reasons why we can't. Garda can't because of this. You see pictures all over the world of every you know, police service all over the world wearing masks. And I
so you think we need to prioritize that. Can I move you on to the test and trace system? Simon Harris has said that we need more investment in it, but if we go above 100,000 tests, or a requirement for 100,000 tests, we will be in trouble. Was 100,000 plucked from the air? If it isn't enough testing, why did we make that, I suppose, our maximum capacity? And why are we talking about investment in it now only, when we've known for months how important it was?
Right. Now, I was listening, discussing this with people from UCD that were running the testing and saying we're now getting results back in 72 hours. And, you know, that was April. And now we're talking about, oh, we're going to hire people, get professional people, get 2,000 of them. And I still see results coming back, you know, from you know, personal experience, people talking to me. We don't have it perfect yet. So we've had time to get it perfect, and we're just beginning to react. And it gets back to the point, as we keep on reacting to the numbers, we don't act proactively to keep the numbers down.
But test and trace as a proactive thing was entirely predictable. It was called for by many people. Like, there's really no excuse for us reacting this late into the pandemic and saying we might need a bit of extra test and trace. That was predictable from long ago.
Right. 25 things were predictable. And we haven't done all 25 things, and we need to do everything right, and we need to do it timely. Yes, I agree that the it's a good idea to ramp up testing and tracing 3 months ago. How many people we need for that? I'm not sure. I think we need some people to be deployed to other things as well. Supporting. You know, communities, supporting organizations so that they can get the COVID message right. So it's not just about hiring people for, test and trace. And, there's a lots of different resources we need to call on to get this right.
You've mentioned masks. We've talked about test and trace. Obviously, we are seeing Dublin cases climbing. We are seeing cases in other counties like Louth, like Donegal, like Waterford climbing. Are we out of control? Are you a supporter of further lockdowns? Where do you see this going if you were to predict even the sort of short-term to medium-term future here?
Right. Well, we need to get it right. I walk around town and I see, I walked by a food kitchen in the GPO just this last week and 5 of the 7 volunteers not wearing masks. And it's great that they're doing that, but they're not wearing masks. So yes, it is out of control. But the solution, if we get it right, we can move forward. If we don't get it right, the only option is lockdown. The additional thing is, I don't think we are out of control yet. We've caught this earlier. If we do something now, we can make a difference. This is not February and March where we had probably, 10 times more cases in the community. And many people are using face masks and many people are doing the right thing. It's just that this is a very lethal virus. It doesn't allow error. 80% masks aren't going to work. You need 100%. So this is the challenge. We really need to do it 100% right, and we're not doing it 100% right. So, yeah, the next option is going to be, if the numbers continue to increase, it's going to be lockdown. But everybody needs to take responsibility, and we need ownership. We can't say the Garda is not allowed to do this. Nobody's allowed to do this. If nobody's allowed to do it, if we don't all take responsibility, from the government to the pub owners to the individuals who are on the street, we need to take it seriously. Otherwise, we will go into further lockdown.
Can I ask you one last question, and just briefly? Jack, when the numbers were lower here, we more or less prevented all international travel. Then there was significant stigma around anyone who did travel. Now that the numbers are climbing, we're opening ourselves up to international travel. Is that a good idea in brief?
Well, it's is that contributing to our mass numbers? No, it's not contributing to our mass numbers of COVID in Ireland.
One's travelling at the moment. That may change.
Yeah, right. But if it does change, then other countries have been able to sort this out. Same issue is that, why don't we have test and treat sorted? Other countries had very robust screening at the airports, mm-hmm. from, green country back in June. This is not June anymore. We're approaching October. The answer is always, we're looking into this.
If it was a yes or no answer, are we getting it right or are we getting it wrong?
We're getting it wrong because we keep on reacting. We're not proactively fighting this war. We're reacting to guerrilla attacks in every corner.
Look, thank you for speaking to me this morning. That is Professor Jack Lambert there, Professor of Infectious Disease at the Mater Rotunda and in UCD.